Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you if you just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to know what I mean when you realize that we got Jory Clark back on the show. Jory and Clark is the founder and CEO of Circle One Network, also a resource I've been telling you about for a long time, kidscom.com, kids. Like the little guys, kidscom.com, and she's our good friend, Jory Clark. Welcome back to the show.
Well, hello, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
My pleasure to have you back, and as always, thanks for classing up our show. Hey, Jory, ladies, have one of the things that's been going on since I started doing my show almost 14 years ago is the advent of women in the marketplace. I mean, I'm talking about women who are the fastest growing sector of the marketplace is women business ownership, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And interestingly enough, women traditionally have gotten less capital than men have.
That's been the main reason, I think, why women have taken longer to come up on the ownership curve is because they two things. Number one, they didn't have access to capital, and the financial world was kind of stacked against them, and also they needed some help with the confidence to go ask for the money. That's what women have told me over the years.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things I've observed is that women are very good at working hard, and they're good at building collaboration, and they're good at building or identifying needs. But when it comes to talking about themselves,
mm-hmm.
not so good.
Right.
Not so good.
Right.
And so the challenge, of course, when you're going out for investment, is really having to know how to present what you're going to accomplish, not only in the product and the marketing, but also in how it's going to make money. And we're just not that good at saying, "Hey, I'm the best. I can make this happen."
Well, as I've said many times before, Jory, I may have said it to you. If there's one thing that men have an advantage over women, this is probably the only thing, and that is that we often think we can do things even when we can't.
Yes.
And women often don't think they can do things even when they can.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
And if I could give women anything, I would give them more self-confidence. And I've said that every time we've talked about women's issues on the phone, I mean, on the show with women experts like yourself, and that everybody agrees with me. And so what do we got to do, Jerry? What do we got to do to fix this?
Well, you know, I have to say, after years and years of running successful businesses, I'm on my second startup, I decided that to take it to the next level, I wanted to go and get help. And so I found a wonderful group called Springboard, which mm-hmm. is really a women's business accelerator. And what it does is it provides a lot of coaching as to how to go out and get that investment. Now, I have to tell you, it's a scary thing to do because, of course, you compete in order to be selected within that group. And then you also go to a workshop where the goal is for everybody to first tell you everything you did wrong, but then, of course, they come back with wonderful suggestions on how to do something correct. So, it's putting yourself in the limelight, which women, again, are not that good at doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this is an organization that really gives you the building blocks, gives women the building blocks that makes it a little bit more makes them feel a little bit more justified, because they've got these building blocks. They're not deficient in the mechanical things that you have to do to go get money, and they know now that they have these tools and this information. That gives them a little more self-confidence, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And in my particular experience, what was wonderful is they formed a coaching team for me, which included very knowledgeable people. For example, Maxine Clark from Build-A-Bear is one of my coaches. And there's nothing better than hearing about someone who's already done it and what they went through to make you go, oh, hey, wait a second.
What is that website? Springboard?
It is springboardenterprises.org.
Check it out, ladies. Quick break. Right back with Jory Clark, 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.